It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer, finishing up our hour, short conversations about a variety of topics. Let's finish up with this one. Hundreds of colleges in the U.S. are taking up a new challenge from the Institute of International Education to increase the number of students studying abroad. One school in Iowa that's taking up the challenge is Drake University. Drake is pledging to double the annual number of Drake students who study abroad by the end of the decade. Joining us to talk about why education abroad is becoming more and more important, Krista Olson, Vice Provost for International Programs at Drake University. Hi, Krista.
Hello there.
Great to have you on our program. Now tell us, I see that Drake students already participate in education abroad at a rate that is almost double the national average. So you've been doing a great job of this already. You want to do even better.
That's right. That's right. We think it's very consistent with our overall mission here at Drake, which includes graduating globally responsible citizens. And what better way to do that than to have them out there having deep experiences in another culture, possibly using another language, and actually practicing what it means to be a global citizen.
Mm-hmm. How many Drake students take advantage of this program?
Well, we have more than 400 students who are outward bound this year to more than 40 countries, so we're delighted to see that happening.
What are the variety of programs that they can take part in? Because they're varying lengths and types, right?
There are. We, you know, the largest number of our students right now are participating in what we call the short-term experience. We have a faculty-led program where students travel with a couple of Drake faculty members to one of a variety, and this year we actually have 20 of these types of experiences happening. And many of those programs, those short-term experiences of one, more likely 3 weeks in another place, include some type of service learning experience as well. So that's one way they can do this. We also have students who go on what used to be the more typical summer or semester experience, but increasingly our students are very geared towards having some kind of applied dimension to their study abroad experience.
Mm-hmm. So what will it take to meet this challenge, to double the number of annual Drake students studying abroad?
Well, you know, that is the ultimate question, isn't it? What we are looking at here is upping the ante, if you will. The field has pretty much understood that there are basically three obstacles, or at least perceived obstacles, to having more U.S. students study abroad. And one of those obstacles, of course, people think about frequently is cost. Another obstacle is managing to fit this into your major program so you don't necessarily wind up staying in school longer than you originally anticipated. And a third is whether or not you can manage to function in the language if you happen to go to some place that speaks something other than English. So I think what we're really working on in here is lowering those perceived barriers with a partnership of some very generous alumni. We've been able to increase the number of scholarships that we have available, and we are also working very closely with our faculty in making sure either to design short-term experiences that fit really well into the student's academic experience here, or identify the types of courses they could take with a third-party provider that fit pretty nicely into the particular program of study they have.
I wonder if you do any looking at the type of students more likely to study abroad, or, for instance, how many have already been abroad or lived abroad compared to perhaps students who have never been outside of the United States?
Well, you know, that's interesting because increasingly, you know, we are receiving here at Drake people who have had some kind of experience, hopefully in high school, perhaps with their families. And I think that's partly because they're realizing that Drake is very interested in helping them to move along with this pathway. But the other thing too, it's really about making the right match, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If a student has not had an experience before, then our advisors and our faculty will help them identify the thing that might help them get started. So the short-term experience seems to work particularly well, for example, for someone who has never had an international experience because they're traveling with a Drake faculty member. So there's a certain level of comfort.
Yep.
Whereas someone who comes to Drake having had a variety of experiences, they may be ready to plunge right into going to one of our partner institutions and be deeply immersed in taking courses right alongside of, you know, students in that institution. So it's really about having a range of opportunities and working closely with the students to get the right match.
Okay, Krista Olson, thank you very much. Vice Provost for International Programs at Drake University. Thank you for telling us a little bit about the program there at Drake University for Education Abroad.
Thank you.
River to River is produced by Emily Woodbury, Sarah Bowden, and Ben Stanton. I'm Ben Kiefer. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. It's a production of Iowa Public Radio News. Thanks for joining us.